It's the Goldbergs.
Boy, oh boy, was Mrs. Jones burned up. Was she acting as if something terrible had happened?
What did you do?
Well, you see, this morning she was busy washing clothes, so she asked me, will I go to the store for her?
Yeah?
And, well, when I get to the store, I can't remember the name of the soap she wants.
Uh-oh.
And I figured one kind's as good as another.
And that shows all you know about it.
Yeah, that's what Mrs. Jones said. Young man, she says, very indignant-like. If you ever had a big wash to do, you know when I tell you I want does, I want does.
What does?
What does? Well, you wouldn't ask that if you had heard Mrs. Jones. Why, she says this does the new kind of granulated soap. And it sure must be wonderful stuff. Mrs. Jones says does all three kinds of wash. Towels, work shirts, rayons, everything.
Yes, have you found out how this one amazing new soap does everything in the wash? Why, you can take your nicest colored washables, your pretty rayon slips and dresses, and turn them right over to Dove. And Dove will do them with far greater safety for those pretty colors than you get in any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet, Dove doesn't back down on a tough job, not a bit. It gets heavy work shirts clean without any hard scrubbing and no boiling. And as for your white pieces, say, Dove will show you just how really dazzling white your towels and linens can be. Why, no soap made washes clothes whiter than Dove. Honestly, once you try Dove, you'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. So, just ask for Dove, D-U-Z, in the big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Poor Molly Goldberg feeling pretty low, extremely low. For all the bright plans for the wedding of Oriane and Dr. Kidder were ruined when she got Sammy's message from New York. Sammy said the wedding wasn't going to take place, and Molly shouldn't make preparations. At least, that's the way Molly got the message. And now she's canceling everything.
That's what Nothing.
I only said touch it to do, I said. Rosalie, don't stand. Call me the butcher, Rosalie, before he delivers me. Are you going to cancel everything?
I'm going to cancel everything, Professor.
I'm going to cancel everything. What do you mean I'm going to cancel everything? If there's no wedding, I have to cancel everything, no?
Of course.
And take me out the list of all my guests and cancel also.
All right, ma'am.
Touch it to do. The cancelling, ma'am. Where are you going, Calder?
Over to Dr. Kidder's father.
Wait, dear. Wait, I'll go with you.
It's not necessary.
Don't stand, Rosalie. I said call everybody.
I asked you not to invite.
You asked me not to invite. You said there was going to be a wedding. So there was going to be a wedding, I had to invite, no? For who did I invite it? For who did I invite it? I invited friends. To a wedding, you invite friends. No? Rosalie, don't stand.
I'm going now.
Where's the butcher?
Yes.
Wait for me, Greg, dear.
Don't detain me, Molly, please.
Not consequential now, Greg, dear, if you're detained, Greg.
Don't start, Molly.
Start. Of course. Yes. Just like I was present on the scene. Just exactly like I was present on the scene. Dr. Kidder got on the train.
Yes.
He surprised Orion.
Yes.
Just as if I was there, Greg. I can see the whole transaction. What is it?
Why should it? You're just older then, no?
Can't answer me.
No, ma'am.
Yes? You can't answer me. So tell him there is a...
No.
Did you tell him that there's no wedding?
I'll tell him now.
Will he take him out to the blossoms blooming stream?
Well, see with your deduction.
I have no deduction. I have no deduction. I can imagine exactly what happened on the train and why.
So tell me.
Now call me all the guests, Rosalie. A woman. A woman wants a man to be gentle with. But Dr. Kidder came to me with this topsy-turvy idea that he came to use it. I would have told him no from the very beginning, I would have told him. Of course. There was ideas, there was plans for a wedding, for happiness, for joy. Of course, I was excluded.
So?
So nothing.
Yes.
So nothing. for nothing at all. I'm only saying. I'm only saying. I'm only making a statement. A woman wishes to be wooed and won with. What is a court sister? I'll be
what?
What do you mean, what?
Mom, he wants to know what happened.
It's not enough that you said cancer to tell her a mistake. Tell her a mistake. Very dear. A woman wants...
I'm waiting to hear what?
Love. Love. Gentle spoken voice.
They are women and women.
Not when it comes to love.
Mom,
you want to know if it is sound or not? Don't answer questions. So don't answer questions. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Hello, Mrs. Tabor? Yes. Hello? Hello, Mrs. Tabor? Mrs. Goldberg? Yes. Well, I can't give you the details. I can only tell you that when Tabor will come back, so we'll know more. We'll know more. Now call me Mrs. Bugger? Just 1 minute, Rosalie. Take the phone
right now.
Paul?
I just spoke to her. Tell her I can't talk further. Something is boiling over on the stove, and I'm not in the mood. It's cancelled, and that's all.
And meanwhile, on the train, that's coming to Lastonbury, Sammy lurches up the aisle looking for a seat. Every seat is filled, but suddenly he sees an empty one near a young man who is staring out of the window into the winter darkness.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Why, no. No, it isn't.
Thank you. Pardon me. Yes. Do you have a timetable?
Well, I had one. Must have put it somewhere. Oh, here it is. Keeping my place in the book. Here you are.
Thank you. I want to see if this train makes a stop at the next station. I've got to get in touch with my mother. I'm wondering whether I'll have time to call.
You can have the timetable if you like. I don't need it anymore.
Thank you. Dover, 10 minutes. I hope that'll be long enough to call. Why?
Is anything wrong? Can I help you?
Oh, well, it's only that my mother must be all confused. I tried to call her, but we were disconnected.
Oh,
then I had to make this train.
Well, I hope it isn't serious. My mother's quite a worrier, too.
Oh, my mother isn't that way. It's just that I wanted to know something. I'm afraid you've got the whole thing bungled up.
Do you live in the country all year round?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try it for a while.
Well, you won't find the country so quiet. I haven't.
I'm from the city. And like most city people, I suppose I exaggerate the simplicity of country life.
Well, let me tell you, it's overrated as a resting place. I don't think I've been so chased around and excited and confused for 20 years. It's funny, too. Well... Here's a timetable. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Makes a good bookmark, anyway.
What's that you're reading? Reason and Science?
Yes. Santayana's book. Have you read it?
I never could make head or tail out of it. I'm almost an engineer.
I suppose you know too much about practical science to have any sympathy with a philosopher and a poet.
Oh, well, not that. I just couldn't get the hang of it.
Well, I could give you the hang of it if you wanted it. But, I'm afraid it's going to take more time than this train trip can give us.
I try to write myself without too much luck.
I've tried also, with the same results. It's one of those many a chord that few are chosen things.
They certainly didn't choose me.
Would you please keep an eye on my thing? I want to go and get a drink.
Sure, of course.
I'll be right back.
Oh, Oh, so there you are, Sammy.
Why, Dr. Cater.
Well, I've been hunting you through the whole train. There's a seat up near where I am.
Okay, I'm just watching these things for a fellow who's sitting here.
Mm.
My mother is going to be so angry she won't talk to us for weeks.
Oh, she'll get over it.
Now, I don't think this whole plan of yours was so...
Neither do I.
I couldn't get in touch with my mother either.
Dr.
Cater. Walter Jerome.
Well, this is a surprise.
This is the young man I was telling you about, Sammy. Walter Jerome, Sammy Goldberg.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Goldberg?
Oh, so you picked the day to come out.
Why? Is it the wrong day?
Oh, it's the best day in the world to pick. Come along, both of you. We've got room up front now. I want to introduce you to my wife, Walt.
Your wife?
Ah.
I didn't know you had a wife.
Well, I've had her only, 40 minutes
and 23
40
seconds.
40 minutes and 23 seconds. 40 minutes and 23
seconds. And so Molly's in for a great surprise and a very happy one, although all her plans for the wedding are ruined. Chris and Oriane got married in New York, and Martha got the message garbled. Say, tell me, are you putting up with a halfway soap for your dishes? You are if you use a bar soap because it doesn't have real cheese. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it falls short on safety for your hands. Well, you don't need to bother with halfway soap anymore because you does it here. Yes, does is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe you me, it has everything for dishes too. From whirlwind speed to extra kindness to your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. You see, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Dove. Why, touch even tough grease without any hard scouring. You can tell the difference in Dove right in the suds. So try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Written for you by Gertrude Burns. Molly gets a great surprise and Sammy gets a new friend. Next time on The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.